Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Toad. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hod Leesenby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hod Leesenby. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Scarrett reaches second base with a double. Oliver moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is walked intentionally. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Reynolds. Oliver tags and scores. Scarrett tags and moves to third. Webb tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Phil Toad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toad hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Toad for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Reynolds moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, White Sox, 1. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hod Leesenbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesenbe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Leesenbe moves to third. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scarrett hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesenbe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Com moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Reagan reaches second base with a double. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reagan scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Sissel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leesonby bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Scarrett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a line drive into center field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Webb moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to third. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Scarrett. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball. Reynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Oliver is chasing the ball. Reynolds rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Connolly bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hod Leesonby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leesonby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Leesonby hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Oliver hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Appling moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraus hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leesonby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Skarrat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Reeves hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Rabbit Wurstler. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rothrock moves to third. Charlie Small pinch hits for Hod Leesenby. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small strikes out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Oliver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rothrock scores. Durst moves to second. It's Red Sox, 3, White Sox, 3. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Scarrett takes first base on ball 4. Durst moves to third. Oliver moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Johnny Heving now catching. Hal Rein now playing shortstop. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnes bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to second. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Willie Com. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Heving for a passed ball. Jolly moves to third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel now playing third base. John Kerr now playing second base. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reeves bunts towards first. Whatwood scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Webb moves to second. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-4 in the game. Tote is walked intentionally. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heving for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 3 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 4 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Heving races back for the ball and makes the catch. There goes Lyons. The throw to the second, and Lyons is out, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 4 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Oliver hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds bunts in front of the plate. Heving fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly is walked intentionally. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Whatwood moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heving settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Reeves hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr strikes out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 4 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 4 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 5 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards third. Reeves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Rein hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebbing hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Hebbing reaches third base with a triple. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly is walked intentionally. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whatwood scores. Jolly moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.